it's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too
run
hot
for shade. Amen. Oh, I took the dog for a walk this morning. Did not want to walk on the street, the asphalt. So went up into the lawns of our neighbors, and it's just the way it is. I have the freedom to do anything once. But Leo is happier. Yeah, it gets hot. And yeah, watch your pets. When it gets this hot, it's a threat to everyone, including dogs and cats, horses. So extra water, maybe bring them indoors if you can during the heat of the day. Last summer, 26 days of 90s. I think today is day 5 or 6. I have to go back and double check that. So not as hot as last summer, which was the hottest on record here in the Twin Cities. And what I've noticed is that it's not like flipping on a switch. It's more like a dimmer switch with the effects of heat waves. And it isn't the daytime heat, it's the nighttime heat. If temperatures, you know, stay in the 70s, low 80s, people can't get relief at night. So it usually takes 2 or 3 days for the ill effects, the health effects of a heat wave to really kick in and become visible, with more people admitted to emergency rooms. But I want to get this from an expert. Dr. Joey Duren is at Allina Health United Hospital, emergency room physician, and Allina Health EMS medical director. Dr. Duren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How are you holding up? I'm hoping you're not seeing a lot of people coming in with heat-related ailments, at least not yet, right?
A little bit, not too bad, but, you know, it's a worry, especially as we go on this week and the fact that, you know, we haven't had a lot of hot days yet. And it takes about 1 to 2 weeks for us to really acclimate to this weather. So this first week is really the danger time that we're going to be watching people.
Dr. Duren, who is most vulnerable to the ill effects of sustained heat?
Yeah, so definitely the very old and the very young, people who can't regulate their heat as well. People with any underlying illnesses, especially cardiac disease, people who are on high blood pressure medications or diuretic, they're at increased risk just because their body just has a harder time of regulating heat and their metabolism at baseline. So then you add on the stress of this heat and it really can take a toll, and they really can get overheated pretty quickly.
And the heat can, and you touched on this, doctor, but the heat can interact with prescription drugs, right? Depending on what people are taking, the heat can really amplify the effects and cause some very unpleasant side effects. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. So some medications, take blood pressure medications for one, they can limit how much your heart can speed up or accommodate just kind of the extra heat and trying to, you know, pump your blood through and trying to cool yourself off. It also can make them more susceptible to things like passing out, you know, getting lightheaded and dizzy, because when we get hot, all of our body kind of shunts our blood supply out to the periphery and wants to cool ourselves off. But then it can take the blood from our head. So, you know, standing up or, you know, quickly or doing anything where they exert themselves, they really are at risk for just even passing out. And that's even with a normal body temperature. But that's just the toll the heat can take.
Doctor, talk about the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which can be fatal, right? If it isn't caught in time and if you don't take immediate action. What's the difference?
Yeah, so heat exhaustion can be symptoms like starting to get kind of weak, dizzy, maybe a little bit confused, but no real actual neurologic deficits like seizures or unconscious, that type of thing. If it goes to that point, then we call it a heat stroke when they have real neurologic symptoms. And that mortality actually can reach up to 60% for people, especially if they're not brought in and cooled down in a rapid fashion.
So what can people do? I mean, I know it's common sense, but many of us have to be out and about, whether we're working outside, slowing down, trying to avoid the heat of the day. What do most people get wrong when it comes to acclimating to heat waves?
Yeah, I think fluids are a big one, obviously. You need to keep your fluids up just because we sweat out so much. The other thing is not taking frequent breaks, you know, to try to cool yourself off, getting shade, that type of thing. You know, we really worry about our young athletes, especially in these first couple weeks where it's starting to get really hot. And so, right, you know, they really need mandatory breaks if they're playing sporting games outside, you know, those cooling towels on the back of the neck, misters, because really evaporation is a great way to cool yourself off. So misting yourself, that type of thing, getting in the shade, but just really watching your symptoms. And when you're starting to feel, you know, maybe a little weak or dizzy, you really need to get out of the sun, get in the shade, preferably into maybe some air conditioning for a little bit. And those things can really help save you.
And I think coaches have become much more sensitive. I hope they have, in light of the death of Corey Stringer. I still remember what a blow that was. You know, workouts are tough enough when it's 75 degrees, low humidity, especially football. But even soccer, it's a long list of athletes who are at risk. So hopefully coaches take it seriously and ease up a little bit on days like today. Thankfully, the heat peaks today. It's going to be a little less humid, a little more comfortable as we head into midweek. So we're not talking a sustained day after day heat wave. Doctor, I have to ask before we let you go, the question today is, given the choice, and we have no choice, but let's imagine that we live in a world where we can choose our weather. Would you prefer extreme heat, or would you prefer 20 below?
You know what? I'm a true Minnesotan. I was born and raised here, and I have to go to my Scandinavian roots, and I would pick 20 below, hands down. I'm not a heat person, so yeah, if that makes me the stereotypical Minnesotan, so be it.
Well, yeah, and your answer is in line with the majority of the answers. Roughly 6 out of 10 respondents, over 600 people have voted, and they say, yeah, bring on the cold fronts, Paul. The heat is harder to take. But we sure appreciate your words of wisdom, and thank you for what you do. I have to ask, COVID cases still on the downswing at Alina?
Yeah. And, you know, we're still seeing some, you know, communities pop up, little spikes here and there. You know, the good news is that the severity of the disease is definitely taking a downturn, which is great to see. You know, our healthcare workers, our frontline, you know, workers, our, you know, EMS staff, they really need a break after these last couple of years. It's been a tough one. So,
amen. Once in a century pandemic. Good grief. Well, we don't take for granted what you and your team have done at Alina and all the healthcare facilities across the state and the nation. So thank you for stepping up, and hopefully your jobs will become a little bit easier. I know it's a tough job on a good day, but with that pandemic, my goodness. Thank you. Dr. Joey Duren, Alina Health, appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.